What's up, street dogs? Street gods, street vlogs. Herkim the House, your chief correspondent for all things manly and unmanly, and things which are worth mentioning. So, currently testing out the new Lumix S9. It's funny, I have the Lumix G9 and the S9. Not sure why they use the 9 moniker. Also with the new, 26mm full frame F8 manual focusing only lens, which is super interesting because I think it's a beast for vlogging. It's like, and it's interesting because I've always had the philosophy of the best camera is like maximum image quality with the minimal size. And so it looks like finally it's been invented, right? And I think this is actually the wisdom of just like, you know, just waiting for perfect to be invented. So Lumix S9, pretty much the world's smallest full frame camera, which is actually good. The other one that was made like a few years ago is not that good. This one is legit, and it's funny, it has the Leica high contrast dynamic black and white mode. The photos look great, and truth be told, I mean, I wouldn't be super surprised about the back LEDs between Leica and Panasonic Lumix. Essentially, I think the easiest way to think about it is like Leica cameras are essentially Panasonic Lumix cameras with a body kit. I mean, just look at the Leica Q camera. I think you could literally use a Panasonic battery inside the Leica Q body. So when they say made in Germany, it's like, yeah, you have a bunch of immigrants in some sort of German factory in Stuttgart or somewhere in the Cuddies. You can say it's made in Germany, right? It's kind of like, I think also this is what Louis Vuitton does, is they have these like sweatshop factories somewhere in Italy. Oh, shout out to Orama Minimal Frames, powered by Goodman America. Goodman America. Orama Minimal Frames. This new space, finally, they're working on for so long. It actually looks super legit. Nice. It's like if Keanu Reeves had a house, it would definitely look like this. It looks nice, right? And yeah, currently, if you're curious, shooting this in 24 FPS, 1080p, I think it's good enough, and nice Sunday morning. So yeah, and I think the benefit of shooting 1080p, right, 24 FPS is, especially when you're shooting video, I think it's actually a low light quality issue. It's actually not a cinematic issue. And shout out to Apple, my friend Dan. Shout out to Kat. Kudos on your new kid. The new, oh, you look the bokeh. Shout out to Kaiman Wong, best YouTuber of all time. Wow, the video looks amazing. Video looks amazing. So anyways, if you're curious, 8777 Washington in Culver City, the new Apple TV, TV Plus headquarters. Apparently, Kim Kardashian pulled through here in her Rolls Royce or Bentley or something. Oh look, you could even see it behind, whoa. Man, this is where our cameras are crazy. Look, they built this big ass wall. Yeah, the progress looks pretty good. Shout out to my friend Alexi. My only friends are security guards. And it looks like, Erkim has definitely got clout. It looks like Apple, you guys finally fixed that stupid freewallpapers.com thing. It looks much nicer. And also, funny thing, right outside the Apple headquarters, I look at this literally every single day. I want to scrape this off, but I really can't. Let's look at this. Look at that, they just ran from the... I kind of like that, this slow focusing. Yes. Yeah, Apple's done getting sloppy. Sloppy seconds. Sloppy thirds. Filthy fifths. Move forward, I'm gonna make life a little bit more righteous. Anyway, so, Apple just updated these images. So, iPhone Pro is good, but it causes me carpal tunnel in the bottom right corners. And so, as a consequence, not really. What's up, guys? Enjoying the morning? Yes, sir. How you know I'd be vlogging?
I be on YouTube, too.
So oh, you be on the YouTubes?
Yeah,
so. You wanna check this out?
Oh, yeah.
So, check this out. You can just let it run. So, you wanna hold it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put your stuff down real quick. So, where'd you get so your handsome beard from? Uh-huh. Big Sean? You look like Big Sean. Okay, so hold this, right? Hold this. And then, you see the manual focusing ring in the front?
Yeah, right here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So just...
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah.
It look good?
Yeah.
I just got this camera.
Get you focused.
Yeah, just take your time.
There you go.
Nice and slow, right?
Yeah, you can see Ma in the back.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? What's up, fam? Doing a vlog about photography, street photography, the new iPhone Pro. And I just got this camera. And what's actually interesting is that it's a manually focusing lens. And nobody ever thinks about this, but I think vlogging is the future. It's like, everyone wants to be a vlogger. Like, I talk to kids, right? They're like, what do you want to do when you grow up? Good morning. I said, I want to be a vlogger when you go out. Hey, wait, do you live here?
I used to work at Phil's, so sorry.
Right, wait, where do you work now?
Equator, right here.
Oh, you're at Equator now? Say goodbye to the loser Phil's. Why'd you dip out?
I got fired.
But you're so good.
It's okay.
Wait, what happened?
I was trying to unionize. It's a whole thing, but it's fine. I actually
have to. We'll chat more too. Yeah. Okay, so Phil's is up. But anyways, just it's actually interesting. So this lens,
it's just clear.
Yeah, it's super clear, right? So it's interesting because the whole setup, right? This lens is only $200. The body's only like $1,500, which is amazing because like this type of quality is the Lumix S9. This quality is usually only reserved for like $4,000, $5,000 cameras. Right. And you know, the setups are super big and stuff like that. So this is like, I call it the baby Godzilla on steroids, is that like, it's the most powerful full frame camera in the smallest, most compact body. Yeah. And one thing that people don't know is that Panasonic Lumix is the best camera corporation on the planet. Everyone wants the fancy Leica or something, but then essentially it's just a Leica, is just a Panasonic Lumix with the body kit slapped onto it. You just put a little dot on it. So yeah, a lot of people, they want to get the red cameras, they want to get the cinema cameras that cost like $12,000. Right. But actually the secret is maximally strong, maximally tiny. And also it's nice too because you could vlog longer and then you could stay more low-key. Right. All the dudes, it's like, I call it like a big dick measuring contest. You know, you pull up to the spot, it's like, who's got the biggest camera? It's got the biggest lens. But I have a joke is that like, your manliness is inversely proportional to your lens size, which means dudes with a really big lens have a really small...
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, well, what kind of videos you be doing?
Like... Public interviews, so like I go like up to people. You got your phone on you?
No phones.
I was gonna send you, but like basically, I think I can show you my phone. I basically just
you always see me. I'm the only dude without an iPhone, just on my iPad. I just try to like stay off the grid. I mean, I have an old iPhone SE, the $300 one, but like I hate using it because it's just like I just feel like it's a bad distraction.
I feel that.
I feel like if you give your kids crack cocaine, that's essentially what giving them an iPhone is. But it's like, yeah, but you know, everyone's doing it. It's like, yeah, but you know, everyone's on crack cocaine. You don't think it's a good thing. Yo, Goof Troops. Yo, who made that, the logo? That's fire, bro.
Boy, so I do it with me and my homie.
Yo, dude, this looks fire, bro.
Yeah, we
I love that.
Yeah.
I like the new year, new me. What's the idea behind it?
We just do different things. We be like talking to the host for real, bro.
Oh,
like, and then like New Year, New Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the Goof Troops, man.
Goof Troops, yo. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'll be a sub. Wait. So then, why is what's the ethos behind it?
The ethos.
Yeah.
I learned about that in college right now. Ethos is like the...
Ethos means attitude, the vibes, the philosophy behind it.
Basically...
Ethos is a philosophy word that people don't use, but I think it's the most important thing.
Nah, for sure.
What do you think?
Basically with me and my homie dude, we go out, we try to spread art. We got like a slogan, like spread positivity.
I love
STDs.
That. Not Sizzurop. Yeah, not the lean.
But like we basically, bro, like what we do, we try to like go out, like talk to people, spread like that. It's comedy based, but like we try to add some real positivity stuff in there, like eating healthy, working out. We talk to girls a lot. We talk to the homies too, like that. But yeah, like public interviews. So like, for example, New Year, New Me.
Yeah.
We basically asked. We went to like a different little locations, like that was turning up for New Year's.
Yeah.
And we would just ask people like, "What are we leaving in
2023?" Oh,
type shit.
Yeah.
And then bro. And we just got we do a different video every time.
Oh.
We just try to stay really creative.
So what's your new vision for your next video?
We were trying to crash a wedding.
Whose wedding?
Just anybody. So we went to Vegas.
That's fun.
It didn't work this time, but we're gonna try again.
Well, actually, two places which are good is go to Santa Monica Pier. There's always a lot of tourists and weirdos there, which is always fun. Okay. And actually, where else is pretty good? Oh, like you ever go to Venice Beach?
Yeah, we've done the Venice. Oh,
have you done Rodeo Drive?
We did a prank at Rodeo. We be everywhere, bro.
Where do you think is like low key the funniest place to be in LA that nobody knows about?
The funniest? Well, LA is so broad and diverse. Yeah. It depends, bro, on what you're looking for.
How about like maximum funny and maximum play?
We like to go to the hood for that.
We like
to go to like South Central.
Like
any events that are happening down there that are like hood parties or anything, we'll go. Like New Year, New Me. It's really, you should check that video out, bro.
I love that.
Like the reactions, like they were saying wild shit, bro. Like,
but what if me Asian dude pull up in Compton or something? What people say?
You're good, bro.
People cool?
Good. They're not gonna be tripping.
Tripping. There's like, what you doing here? No,
Cause like especially like how you dress, bro. They're gonna just like. You're just gonna think like maybe like you're a tourist or something. I don't know. It's a bad rep, but it's actually really cool. Bro.
You know, I have a fun video idea for you. Pull up to Compton with a shirt that says "I love Drake." what do you think for it to happen?
Nothing will really happen though. Like, ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing.
You should be trolling people, bro.
Yeah, just trying to troll.
You know, my thought is. I think humor is actually very, very underrated in today's world.
For sure.
Because everyone want to be so dark and emo and whatever. But I feel that humor is the great antidote to life. I mean, nowadays, people, they don't understand satire, humor, whatever's, right? I actually had a friend. His name is Charlie Kirk, also a street photographer. I met him like a decade ago, right? He's originally from the UK, London, right? And he actually went to Paris and he's like doing street photography, right? Shooting people on the streets.
That's dope.
And the way that he stayed low-key was, the first thing he did, do you know what he did? He bought a shirt that says, "I love Paris." And do you know why that was so effective?
Why?
Everyone thought he was a tourist, so everyone left him alone. So, I have an idea. Maybe I should buy a shirt that says, "I love LA," and I just walk around. Everyone's like, "Oh, he's a tourist. That's cool, you know?"
Because
tourists get away with stuff, right?
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. It depends on what you do now. Don't do nothing crazy.
What's crazy? What would be crazy?
Like, don't break... don't rob nobody.
Actually, the funny thing is, nowadays with iPhone, it's interesting. Like, you won't even rob an iPhone that's a liability. It's like, you could do the Find Me even though your phone's off. So it's like, you can't even, even if you jack someone's new iPhone Pro, there's nothing you could do with it.
Nah, people still take them shits because you could sell them. Like, they, like
still?
A stolen iPhone? Like,
but like, how you jailbreak it and stuff like that?
You don't even gotta do it, bro. It's the parts are so expensive.
Oh, the parts. Oh, like, they just take it apart?
They'll go, they'll go for like 700, like still. 700, 800, bro, locked type shit. Yeah, it's crazy. You could still get it off cheap, quick for $500, bro.
For real?
So imagine somebody gets like 10 of them, bro.
Oh.
Like, you feel me? Like, that's how niggas be thinking, bro. Like,
the funny thing is, the reason I like having the cheap iPhone, the iPhone SE, is that everyone just leaves me alone. Because you'd be walking around with a new iPhone all flashy. Yeah. And also, I just drive an old Prius. I have a 2010 Prius. It's all messed up.
Too.
Yo, kudos! Which one? What year?
2021 Prius Prime.
Bro, that car is fire, bro. Yeah, do you know what I call that? I call that the new baby Lambo.
The new baby Lambo?
Do you know why?
What?
Do you know what girls love?
What?
They love the MPGs, bro.
What's the MPGs?
Miles per gallon.
Oh, yeah. I love the miles per gallon.
I love how often you fill up. Wait, how does that...
I drive a lot, so I probably fill up like twice a week.
Bro, you're so smart. Why'd you get a Prius Prime, not a Tesla?
Tesla's fully electric.
Yeah.
And from my experience with it's inconvenient. I drive a lot, bro. I go to school in Northridge. I live in Long Beach.
What were you saying?
All my jobs are in L.A., bro.
What were you saying?
Communications.
Oh, come here.
I want to pick up a minor in marketing, though.
Do you know actually what you should do if I was you? Kind of unrelated, but do you know where the real money's at right now?
What?
Cybersecurity.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
You should dip into that because actually the funny thing is I was talking to somebody, right? Mm-hmm. You know how everyone was about computer science, right?
Yeah.
You know nobody be hiring no more. There's this one girl who got she studied computer science at UCLA, right? Yeah. She can't get a job.
Yeah.
They're not hiring. And then, but then cybersecurity, especially something called penetration testing, like, you know, penetrate girl, right? Yeah. they'll pay you, if you get, you can study online, whatever, right? Mm. Bro, they'd be paying you out the door $250,000 a year. $250,000
a year.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Because, like, now everyone's trying to hack each other. And then there is a huge demand to hire people who do cybersecurity, but not enough people know it. So I think that's the next girl. So I would actually say if you could pick up a minor, see if you like ask a counselor or somebody who's like cybersecurity or I don't know if you have to study computer science, but then even if you studied computer science and just got straight C's, like that's cool. Like just get the minor, get the dual major, whatevs, right? Mm-hmm. And then you use that information because I think comms is great. I studied sociology.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. So like sociology taught me everything about marketing and entrepreneur. I've been you can search me on YouTube. My name is Eric Kim, E-R-I-C, last name Kim, K-A-M. And I've been on YouTube before there was ads.
Oh, so you've been doing
that. Yeah, I'm 36, and I was I started my YouTube channel when I was 21.
Ah, me too. That's crazy.
Yo, wait, how old are you?
24.
Oh, yeah. So about your age. And then when I started my YouTube channel, I started in, like, 2009. Yeah. And then, like, this is when the iPhone 3G was still out.
Oh, so you hit it before the big, before
everybody. And then my first camera, do you know what my first camera was? The OG GoPro that didn't even have a screen, and I think it only shot like 540p, 30fps. And I just did it because it was like literally the only video camera at the time. Like the iPhone, it couldn't shoot videos. You know, all the digital cameras were so, like, inaccessible.
It was, like, old school still.
Like, yeah, like, weird. Super school. I, like, never done edit my video. I just shoot it once, MP4 file, just straight up upload to YouTube. Right. So, like, I don't know how to edit it, but then, like, Eric Kim is, like, probably one of the most famous street photographers, vloggers on the planet. So, if you ask, like, anybody in the photography, street photography community, oh, do you know Eric Kim? He's like, yeah, everyone knows Eric Kim. I'm, like, the MJ of street photography.
MJ?
Yeah! My boy. So, the question is, which MJ?
So, you do street photography?
Yeah. I'm, like, super effing fan. You can chat GPT. You on chat GPT?
For assignments,
do you have ChatGPT on your phone?
Not on my phone. No, I have it on my laptop.
No, you got to download on your phone. Do you know what? Do you know my thought? What's your name, by the way?
Eli, bro.
Eli, like Eli Brode. Do you know who Eli Brode is?
I don't.
He's one of the most richest philanthropists of all time. He created the Brode, B-R-O-A-D. He's from Michigan, right? He's dead now, right? But like his fortune was like $10 billion, and he made all these nice art museums. So a lot of the, anyways, Eli Brode is from Michigan, but So Eli, do you know what the new thought is? Anytime you want to Google something, don't Google it, ChatGPT it. So like download ChatGPT on your phone later and just search who's Eric Kim.
Okay.
And then it'll tell you everything. He's like, you'd be asked like, why is it important? Cause like, especially if you study comm, right? Yeah. Bro, like the truth is still it's early, but because of ChatGPT, it's gonna kill Google. Once everyone knows how to use ChatGPT well, they're also building something called SearchGPT. Ain't nobody gonna use Google no more. And also once ChatGPT makes out that new video creation product, right?
Yeah.
YouTube is actually gonna kill YouTube too. Cause if you can make your own videos, right? Like, you know, make me a prank video of, you know, homeboys from the hood talking to strippers about X, Y, and Z, right? Yeah. And then it's gonna spit out the video, right? Mm-hmm. Like, think about the time you don't have to. Okay, Apples, you still gotta fix this. Broken screen. Don't look good for PR. Okay. So anyways, let the party continue. So yeah, I think when it comes to like thinking about the future and stuff like that, yeah, just think, love your beard, man. Super handsome, bro. Yeah, thinking about the future, right? Thinking 10, 20, 30 years ahead is a wise idea, right? 877 Washington, Eric Kim still be the GOAT, okay. Shout out to my friend, Chris. Go Cincinnati. Cincinnati be all natty, bro. I don't even have to touch the HOES. Ooh, someone got a camera. Or the back loader. I'll be the number one blow loader. Don't blow your load. Okay. So, some financial thoughts. So bought the $1,200 iPhone Pros, Desert Titaniums. eSIM is an effing nightmare. I effing hate it. T-Mobile sucks. Yo! Alright, what you should do is go to Compton, wear a t-shirt that says I love Drake. See you later, bro. It's like my best friends are Apple employees. Alright. There's security. Okay. Shout out to Ye. Oh yeah. Ye, you want some tips? You want some photos? Free 99. Eric at erickim.com. Holla at your boy. Okay. So yeah, actually the funny thing in today's world, the greatest capital is, I don't know, being a YouTuber, a vlogger, whatevs. Like, I've gotten more people come up to me and start chatting with me because I'd be vlogging rather than anything else. And even ask kids, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? YouTuber, blogger, vlogger, TikToker, whatevs, right? Influencer. And also the pro tip. If somebody calls themselves an influencer, or they say other people are influencers, they're actually not influential. They're just Slaves, S-L-A-V-E-S. We the new slaves. I know that we the new slaves. I'm going Bobby Boucher. Okay, so also the funny thing is, I could probably just live my life off of Kanye quotes. The new G9, no, S9. Is Liddy like it? T-I-T-T-Y, shout out to Cardi B. So thinking about the future, I think the most critical thing here to consider is that, yeah, LA is the future. Come on, you want to be in LA. LA's got earthing. Oh, shout out to my friend Idris. Check out Spatial Labs across the corners. It's probably, he's like the new Steve Jobs for the fashions. Is also, I think his venture capital raise with the Marcy projects, the Jay-Z's venture, I think Jay-Z finna pull through too. So yeah, everyone, I think there's even like a new TV show called Everyone Lives in LA. So yeah, it's kind of a good thought. So what are the virtues of vlogging? I just call it like augmented thinking. So if Nietzsche was still alive today, I think he would love vlogging, because the best thoughts come to you while you're walking. And so the more you walk, the more you talk, the greater your ideas. And now, you know, have my 60-pound weight vest. Shout out to my friend Christoph for this. All Saints, merino wool, 100% merino wool long sleeve. It keeps you warm during the winter. We're in the LA winter now. Don't buy the new iPhone Pro, buy the new Lumix S9. Get the pancake 26mm f8 lens. And essentially just vlog whatever you're interested in, and make some short cinema. Alright, some more thoughts. ASMR talker. He's gotta get your camera really low to the voices. Okay, so some thoughts. Yeah, so I do suppose media is the future. You know, Apple's going balls to the wall, all in. Apple TV, TV Plus are expanding the campus. I don't know how many millions it's going to cost them. Let's say they're putting a 200M into it. The new Wolves movie came out. George Clooney, Brad Pitt. So it looks like Apple has cash to blow. Yeah, simplest way to become a Bitcoin billionaire is live like a poor person and just buy Bitcoin. And don't buy the iPhone Pro. Get the Lumix S9. I think. So I was shooting with the iPhone Pro for a few days to just test it out. And honestly, it's great. Like, it's, you know, shout out to the Apple Photos team. Shout out to my OG friend, Enrique, and the whole team, the whole squad. Essentially, I had this very interesting thought. You never own an iPhone, you just lease it, even if you buy it outright in cash. So let's say you drop the $1,200 on the new iPhone Pro, right? 30 years from now, with 55% APY, that's going to be worth $500,000, assuming you put that $1,200 into Bitcoin. Just set it and forget it. It's like, can you imagine if you spent $500,000 on an iPhone? And actually, my simple thought is, the easiest way to invest or start thinking like an investor is think 10x, 100x, or 1000x. So that $10 a month you're spending on Spotify or whatever, right? That could either be worth $100 or $1,000 or even worth $10,000 a month, assuming that Bitcoin is going to be $21 million a Bitcoin or whatever, right? And people think it's crazy, but, you know, we thought it'd be crazy that within our lives we would see a $1 trillion company, several $1 trillion companies, right? Even Cindy visited Man Jose the other day. Shout out to my friend Anthony Larson. Yeah, like the new NVIDIA plant is like, apparently they built it for $2 billion, like on steroids, right? I love this phrase, on steroids. I think we should apply it to everything. Also, the new Lumix S9 is like a baby Godzilla on steroids, is the best thing. And yeah, don't buy the Leica, it's not it. And also, once again, let us say that Leica is like Lamborghini, and Lamborghini is owned by the Volkswagen Group, which also owns Ducati, Audi, Porsche, and the like. So as a consequence, the best way to think about it is like, a Leica is essentially like a Panasonic Lumix with a body kit. The question is, where should we be putting our monies? Yeah, once again, just buy Bitcoin. If you're stuck in the traditional markets like your Roth IRA or something, just buy MicroStrategy stock, MSTR. Shout out to Michael Saylor, Michael.com, Hope.com. Yeah, be a super triple maxi. I'm like the 10x maxi. I'm like the super effing hardcore maxi. Oh, actually, a cool thought I just discovered. The new Land Cruiser thing, right? This car is actually really cool. Get in white so it doesn't get dirty. It's actually the same as the new Lexus GX car. The GX car is like a new Land Cruiser with a body kit. And also I call the new Prius, I call it like the Porsche 911 from behind, right? And don't buy the loser Taycan. Don't be a loser Bill Gates. It's like, just Google images it, right? Like the image that will kill your boner, how Elon Musk tweeted it. Yeah, Elon, okay? And honestly, the only people who hate on Elon's like, don't hate Elon because you wish he was him. And anyone who critiques them, yeah, it's like, you don't have sheeple critiquing eagles, right? And then the whole time the eagles are like, the little lambs are so delicious. Yeah, I think with the media, right? The very simple strategy is create media you wish you saw manifest in the world, which means like there's no right or wrong way to do anything, but I think the best way to find some sort of gap in the market or whatevs is like you obviously have your personal preferences and your own ideas, right? And creating things that you wish you could watch, or writing things or creating information which you could find value in, I think it's kind of the way forward, because it's impossible to know what other people want. It's very easy to know what you want, which motivated me to do pretty much everything, right? Like, for example, street photography, when I was starting off, I couldn't find no information on how to do it effectively in terms of technique, like how to conquer my fears. And then so I started writing about it, experimenting, doing videos, doing workshops. And now, so what am I into now? I mean, like, I guess I'm still interested in ethics, you know, technology, philosophy, etc. I'm reading, almost done with the Iliad. Emily Wilson, shout out to Emily Wilson. I think her website is emilyrcwilson.com. But anyways, worth the read. Just buy it. And I'm just reading on my iPad, just buying the iBookstore. I think thinking about the future, try to have at least one kid. I mean, try to have at least one boy if you can. But you know, you end up with five girls, that's cool too. Or six girls, the I Love Lucy episode. And I think a critical thing to consider is, you know, building your own empire, right? So I think the problem what a lot of people do is they try to piggyback or outsource success on other people's. So, you know, let's say you're a rapper, you try to get signed. Like, even Lady Gaga, like, does Interscope Records and Jimmy Iovine still own her soul? Not sure, but apparently Lady Gaga was also signed to Def Jam Records. And then, what, Russell Simmons, the, you know, essentially his rapist or whatever. I mean, it's probably true. I think the thought forward is you want to own your own media, your own platform, and I think it's better to have a more humble thing that you own rather than outsourcing your success to others.